got a big show coming up on this Thursday night. I can't wait. Should be a lot of fun.
Oh, it will be.
Let me ask you a little bit, because some folks are going to be kind of curious. You know, your brother and you, Edgar, have done a few shows together. Already had one person ask, are you ever going to get together again and do some stuff with Edgar?
Well, yeah, we're doing the Rock and Blues Fest in a few months.
Oh, you are, huh?
Yeah.
And that's at what location?
Pardon?
And that's at where?
I don't know where it's going to be, all over.
Oh. The love of the blues, where did that first strike you?
I was about 12 when I first started listening to it.
You didn't do blues while you were doing the ukulele with your brother, were you?
No, I hadn't heard blues. We did a lot of Everly Brothers stuff.
What is it about the blues for Texas? Because we've seen a lot, and I mean a lot, of blues players coming out of Texas. We hear the Chicago blues, but you don't hear much as far as giving Texas credit for the blues.
Yeah, there is a lot of blues in Texas. There's Blindman, Jefferson, Lightning Hopkins, Albert Collins, T-Bone Walker.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good people.
You were once named 63, I think, on one of the top 100 guitarists. A lot of folks thought that maybe Billboard maybe ranked you a little too low.
Yeah.
Do you get that comment once in a while?
Oh, yeah.
What was it like playing Woodstock back in 69? You must have been the real shocker, because you were just, playing little clubs before you went on stage over there?
Yeah, we were. It was one of our first really big festivals. We did a lot of festivals that year in 69. But Woodstock was definitely the biggest.
Uh-huh.
It was all muddy and rainy. Nobody knew who was going on when. It was pretty much of a mess, but it was still great.
For an artist who was there at Woodstock, I have to ask you, how'd you get chosen for it? How did you say, hey, yeah, Woodstock, I'll do it?
Oh, well, it was just another festival, and they figured, sure, why not?
So they just came up with it?
There's going to be a lot of people. We didn't know it was going to be as big as they were.
So they just came up and offered you and said, hey, Johnny, we got this gig open at Woodstock. We want you to join us, huh?
Sure, we do.
You've worked with a lot of people in your lifetime, a lot of people. But I want to ask you a little something about Jimi Hendrix. Now, you did work with him, obviously.
Yeah, I did.
Were you trying to teach him how to play guitar with the slide?
No. He already knew what he was doing.
Oh, that's an old urban legend that you and somebody else, I think it was Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, was trying to get him to use more of the slide on his guitar.
No, he wasn't really a slide player. He played a little bit, but not much.
Oh. Do you want to get it out of the way about Jim Morrison before I ask you? Before somebody else asks me?
I never met Jim Morrison.
I know this kind of a thorn in your side. You know, Johnny, it's really difficult for some guys like me when we interview people like you, because we know you've been asked every question 50,000 times.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah, you're right.
I do want to talk about Muddy Waters a little bit, though, because I really, really love Muddy Waters. Do a few of his songs at karaoke. Sorry, folks, yes, I do karaoke once in a while. But this blues legend, I mean, he was just one. You can't compare him to anybody. And you had the fortune of producing some of his albums.
Yeah, I was real lucky.
You must have done a great job, man, because you got, three Grammys out of those?
Yeah, three out of four records won Grammys.
So what was Muddy like?
Well, he was a great guy. He had a really good sense of humor. It was a lot of fun to be around.
Did you ever play the Checkerboard Lounge with anybody up there in Chicago?
No, I never did do the Checkerboard. Okay. I've done Legends several times, but never the Checkerboard.
I was wondering, because I think that's the last video I ever saw him. He's doing something with the Stones on that stage.
Right, yeah.
Hey, listen, you're going to be here Thursday night, but I do want to mention to the folks, too, that you've got a 4-CD set out. It is out now, right? True to the Blues?
Right, that's right. It came out in February.
Okay, so you can check that out. Now, tell me a little bit about this documentary that's coming out about you.
Oh, it's really good. I was really happy with the way it turned out. Greg Oliver did a great job on it.
Is it out? Are you going to tour the film festivals?
No, it's
what are you going to do?
Really out. It, premiered at South by Southwest, but it's not. They don't really have a distributor for it yet. Mm.
So you might be making the film festival circuit then?
Oh, it is, yes.
Okay. Don't forget, we have a film festival early March in Fargo if you want to pass that along to anybody.
Great.
I do want to ask you another question real quick. One of your albums was Hey, Where's Your Brother? Which right. I thought was kind of a cute title. But how do you and Edgar get along? You said you're playing together again, but how have you been, your relationship?
We got along great.
Uh-huh. Keep in touch?
Yeah. He lives on the West Coast, so I live on the East Coast.
Oh, I got you.
So I'll see as much as I'd like to.
How busy have you been? How many dates you been doing a year?
About 100 to 120 a year.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's not bad for a guy. And, I mean, you just turned, may I say, you just had your 70th birthday.
Yep.
Yeah. Before I talk about the tickets, let me ask you about your opening act, the Sienna Earhart Band. I think she was here once a couple, 3 years ago for our Blues Festival. Just wondering. But she's going to be your opening act for the night on Thursday. By the way, this Fargo Theater, I promise you're going to fall in love with it because it's an old theater from the 1930s, seats about 900 or so, beautiful acoustics, and I think it's going to be the perfect setting for your show coming up Thursday night.
Fantastic.
Well, listen, Johnny, I know your time is kind of tight tonight. I really do appreciate you chatting with us here on KFGO. I do want to remind folks that last night we had his guitarist, Paul Nelson, on, and that is podcast at KFGO.com, and we will podcast this one as well by going to KFGO.com as well. By the way, don't forget, if you folks out there, that tickets are available at Tickets 300, Jade Presents. And also, they've got a toll-free number you can check out on the Jade Presents website. Thank you so much again, Johnny. I really appreciate you joining us tonight here on KFG.
Okay, fantastic.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, listen, Johnny, I know your time is kind of tight tonight. I really do appreciate you chatting with us here on KFGO. I do want to remind folks that last night we had his guitarist, Paul Nelson, on, and that is podcast at KFGO.com, and we will podcast this one as well by going to KFGO.com as well. By the way, don't forget, if you folks out there, that tickets are available at Tickets 300, Jade Presents. And also, they've got a toll-free number you can check out on the Jade Presents website. Thank you so much again, Johnny. I really appreciate you joining us tonight here on KFGO.